Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. And Steve Bruce believes that Callum Wilson is in the best possible shape to finish the season strongly. The 10-goal top goal scorer admits this week that he's disappointed not to have more goals to his name, even though he's had a hamstring injury. With 4 games left and 2 games against sides in the bottom 3, Wilson is in a good place to get that goal tally up and up, according to Bruce. He said he's over the injury, which is vitally important when speaking to the Chronicle. He's had 90 minutes under his belt, so it's good for him, and his mental state notes that he's now the hamstring is okay. He's hoping to push on and get more goals then, and Bruce has backed him all the way to do so. Into other news is Mike Ashley, and he has been discussing Newcastle's future. He said it's time for the dark forces preventing the Tyneside club from becoming a powerhouse to step aside after initiating legal proceedings against the Premier League. British media have reported the second legal action that the British businessman Ashley has initiated against the league over an aborted takeover attempt by a Saudi Arabian-backed consortium last year. The proposed £300 million takeover collapsed in July 2020. Premier League Chief Executive Richard Masters said the bid failed after the consortium declined an offer of independent arbitration and withdrew. The claimant seeks damages for loss of profits or alternatively loss of opportunity, the document has said. Into Friday's game with Leicester, and Newcastle without Fabian Schär as a result of his red card against Arsenal, but Joe Willock is able to return after being ineligible last week against his parent club. Isaac Hayden, Jamal Lascelles, Cal Darlow and Ryan Fraser remain on the sidelines. That's all then for the latest Newcastle United headlines. We'll have more news later.